Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast.
Hello, my name is Thomas Domville, also going by the name of Anonymous, and welcome to the How to Contact Apple for Accessibility Inquiries. Really, this is going to be a pretty short podcast. I just thought I'd gather all the information that I know in one form or another to receive information, give information, access, gather, all the different things you could possibly would want or need when you need help with your Apple product. So think of this as a cheat sheet, all summed up in one podcast. All the information that I will be mentioning to you on this podcast will be on the show note. So if there's something of an address you did not get or did not know how to spell, come to the show note and it should be there for you to access. All right, let's tackle the first thing. If you're looking for information that you would like to research about a particular Apple product when it comes to accessibility, or what does accessibility has to offer for me for my product, and if that's something that's right up your alley, I have a great page for you to go. It is at www.apple.com/accessibility. Wealth information on that page. You can go by products by products. You can also see all the different various accessibility features that Apple has to offer for their products. The next set of addresses is for those that have feedbacks or any kind of suggestions for an Apple product or for iOS or for the Mac, for anything for that matter. The first one is www.apple.com/feedback. That's a good site to leave feedback on a general level. So if there's not something in particular that's with accessibility, but more merely on the OS or products, that you could give them ideas or suggestions or feedback, come to that site there. If you have accessibility questions and you need some experts to help you out, perhaps you have a question or you're just seeking for answers, this is a great place to go to, and that is support.apple.com/accessibility. It's a huge form worth of wealth of information in terms of accessibility, and this is your chance to get your voice heard. If you would like to see if there is an accessibility class coming to your nearest Apple store near you, you can find out by going to www.apple.com/today/collection/accessibility-collection. That's a long address, but that address will take you to a page to display if there's any accessibility classes coming near your Apple store. One of the last sections I want to mention here. Now, for the easiest way to find out information for your accessibility questions, I highly recommend you just emailing the accessibility team over at Apple. If you'd like to email the accessibility team over at Apple, send them an email at accessibility@apple.com. There's also a phone number that you can call that specializes in just accessibility and assistive technology. You can call them in the United States at 1-877-204-3930. I'm also going to include in the show notes, there are various phone numbers for outside of the United States for other countries. There should be a Apple number that you can use to call. And then I'm going to sum it up and end it right here. And obviously the big one is, it's coming to applevis.com. Of course, it has plenty of information. There are lots of guides, tutorials, podcasts, and different ways to post your question onto the site so others can help you find an answer for that question. You can always search on applevis.com using the search bar and search for something that you're seeking for an answer for. Obviously, whenever you're reporting a bug, I do not recommend going to applevis.com simply because when you want to report a bug, report it to Apple. So please email accessibility@apple.com or give them a phone call at 877-204-3930. You can also probably leave it on the support page of the support.apple.com/accessibility as well. Of course, you're very welcome to come to Applevis to leave a question about a bug that you think is a bug but not quite sure, just needs some verification before you report it, we encourage you to do that as well. And as always, we always encourage you to come to applevis.com to check on any minor and major releases that Apple has come, and if there's been any accessibility fixes or problems that you should know about, come to our site. Well, that's going to do in how to contact Apple for accessibility inquiries. I hope this was very resourceful for you and something that you can write down and jot down. If there is a website or anything else that other people should know about that is not mentioned in this podcast, please leave a comment on this podcast on applevis.com. I would welcome that very much. All right. Well, my name is Thomas Donville. Also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.